Well, folks, we are opening a third wine here, and this is very exciting. I'm with Anthony Beckman, and we are going to open the winery block here, and this is a sensational wine. I've had this one before. The first Pinot was amazing, and it's really exciting because I really have enjoyed the Syrah that comes from that vineyard. Now the winery block, and you say this is a pretty good contrasting wine.
It really is. These vineyards are about 4 miles from each other, and the winery block, of course, sits around the winery, but it also sits really close to the Laguna de Santa Rosa. And when I first started working at Boleto Vineyards almost 15 years ago now, I looked down at that and I go, oh, I don't ever want to make wine from those blocks down there because it looks too wet, which is a true story. What I found was that was totally wrong. What's happened because of the Laguna would ebb and flow and ebb and flow, bigger particles could not travel far in a flood. And so the silty particles could travel far. So you end up with heavier soils actually further away and this incredible sandy bank. Of course, it's not square in a block, but this incredible sandy stretch of soils that's closer to the Laguna. And that's what really makes this wine. It's really, really sandy. And it's also the Laguna itself makes its own weather. You know, you'll come in and you'll come down Occidental Road and you'll get to where the Laguna is and suddenly you're in fog. It's just able to trap enough heat during the day and then make this huge fog bank. And so it gets an extra 30, 40 minutes of fog a day compared to other places in the area. And it's an incredibly distinct place. I've been making this wine since 2007, was the first vintage I made of Winery Block. 14, 15 years of walking the same rows, the same vines. I know where it's weak and I know where it's strong, and that's this one.
And Anthony and I are just styling. These wines are just amazing to me, and I'm very excited about them. And that's one thing we have to talk about. Boleto is really inundated with these vineyards, and we can sit here and go through 8, 10, I don't know how many there are total, and they're all different, and they're all different expressions of Pinot Noir. That's exciting.
And it really is, and I always think of Pinot as this incredible grape that very small changes in the soil or the climate or the direction of sunlight or steepness of slope, these tiny little changes result in really big changes in the wine. And it always amazes me. I think of it like the butterfly effect, you know, when you talk about time travel, you just one little thing changes and everything else flies away and all these different things. And Pinot is just like that out here, especially in West County where we're growing all of our Pinot and Chardonnay. We have vineyards that are even, you know, across the street from each other, and one faces southwest and one faces northeast, and it's like, wow, they are totally different wines, and literally they're across the street.
That's what I'm talking about. And it must be just a delight for you to sit and go, okay, well, we have to do the blending here, we have to do this bottling here. You are probably drinking these wines on a very consistent basis, and I have been featuring them on a consistent basis, so I'm very excited to be included.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. It's more fun to taste them when they're done and in the bottle than it is before they're done, because then it's work. This is fun.
Yeah.
It's work until it's bottled.
Indeed. All right. Well, folks, we have some food coming to the table now. And Anthony, it's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. Chef, what do you have there?
A tartare to go with your Pinot.
And it does look delicious. We should probably pour you some Pinot.
In a little bit, after you've eaten your dinner.
All right. All right, folks. Well, we're going to enjoy this dish and steak tartare and your Pinot. I think we're rocking. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you.